Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And then the man steps right up to the microphone.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much. I'm sorry, 7 till, not 17 till. 7-0-7. 53 minutes after the hour. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame, the talk show host who can't tell time. And I'm glad you're here, and thank you for hanging in there with me. Bill Dunkelberg, Dr. Bill Dunkelberg is our guest. Bill is the chief economist for the NFIB, NFIB.com, and his own website is smallbiz.org, and that's B-U-S, small B-U-S. You can find the NFIB index at both of those websites, Index of Small Business Optimism, and you can also find it on my website, which we appreciate him allowing us to do that. Bill, you pointed out in your commentary going forward that the bad news is things aren't going exactly swimmingly still in the economy. 6 years, what's it been, more than 5 years since the end of the recession, of the Great Recession, but there's no, currently, at least now that we're a little farther away from the first quarter of 2014, seems to be no danger of a recession.
Right. I think the chances of falling into a recession is very, very low. I don't see that happening. There is that old analogy, you know, because you ride your bike too slowly, well, then you get blown over. But
right.
I think we're not going quite that slowly. There are a lot of good things that are pushing us forward. That's why we're getting our 2%+ growth. So I think we can continue to do that. We saw that in our numbers. We did see capital spending pick up, the highest we've seen in years and years and years, and plans to make capital outlays were the highest that we've seen. So that's good, and we see the job openings number staying very, very high, in spite of the slowness in the economy. So that says labor markets are tight somewhere. So when you average all that up, you know, I think it's the economy continues to move forward, just not at an exciting pace.
One of the things that I think people miss, Bill, that I think about a lot and I'm very much aware of, is the contribution that big business makes to small business through the contracts that we have with them. As you know, 30 years ago, if you went to a plant out there, the man cutting the yard, painting the wall, the people answering the phone, whatever, those were all employees. Today, they're all contractors, small business contractors. So
yeah.
When big companies cut back in order to make their profit numbers for their, to drive their stock share price, that they cut back on a small business. And until big companies start releasing some of that money that they're hoarding right now to let contracts to take advantage of growth opportunities, small businesses are still going to languish, in my opinion. And I don't hear a lot of other people talking about that. And what do you think about what I just said?
Well, what we do know is that the large businesses, you know, are not growing that much. The top line growth, the sales are not growing dramatically. What they're doing is selling at a nice level. They've really cut expenses, including the small business contracts,
yep,
workers, and everything else. So they're still trying to make money, and we'll see how much longer they can keep the profit growing before they run into trouble.
That's got to be stretched. That's got to be coming near the end, though, Bill, it seems to me.
I think so. You know, and the money that they do have, they're, you know, I think we had a record, you know, $500 billion of share buybacks, and then you got mergers on top of that. So
right.
Those are all things that don't grow the economy. They just change ownership.
And when those things run out, and the Fed's quantitative easing runs out, and interest rates go up a half a point, Bill, you can't tell me that that's not going to create some tremors through the economy.
Well, certainly if interest rates went up a half a point, that would do it. And
or even a quarter, you know, point.
Or whatever. We think it's going to happen, although there still is this huge kind of glut of global savings around, so it may not be for a while. And all the growth estimates are revised down for the OECD countries, you know, Europe and so on. So that means credit demands are down. You know, the interest rates might not go up for a while until we get past some of the things that trouble us. And, of course, we know all the things that are important to our small business owners out there, from health care costs to regulatory costs to regulation to taxes. None of those things are going to get fixed over the next 2 years, even if the Republicans win the Senate. And so I think growth is going to be
two more years of dysfunction in Washington is what you're saying.
Exactly. Yeah, I agree
with that. So, folks, but don't unbuckle. Keep your seatbelts buckled tight. And keep grinding, small business owners. It's the only thing we can do. Hey, Bill, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim. Will do.
Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. I told you we'd get smarter when Bill joined us. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.